I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. A bipartisan mental health reform bill, co-authored by Democratic Connecticut U.S. Senator Chris Murphy and Republican Louisiana U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy, passed the Senate yesterday. It passed the House last week. The bill's being called the first major mental health care and substance abuse legislation in decades. In addition to mental health reforms, it includes $1 billion in emergency funding to address the opioid and heroin crisis. I spoke with Senator Murphy, who explained that resources to support mental health reform will come through the private insurance sector, allowing millions of people who've previously been denied treatment access to care.
This bill is a major reform of our mental health parity laws, which right now require insurance companies to say in their statement of benefits that you get equal mental health coverage as you do for physical health, but they're actually not reimbursing. They're putting up red tape and bureaucracy in front of people with mental illness who try to get reimbursement for care. This bill says that if you're putting that red tape up in front of beneficiaries, then that's in violation of the federal parity law. So this bill will result in millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars in new care being authorized by insurance companies for mental illness.
When you spoke on the floor a few days ago, you said that as Americans, we've sort of patted ourselves on the back, applauding the closure of mental institutions in the U.S., but we've gone ahead and recreated them all over again in prisons. How does this bill address that?
We have essentially criminalized mental illness. All the people that came out of those institutions didn't get the care that we said they were going to get and in the community, in outpatient settings, and they ended up going out on the streets, sometimes committing crimes, and then being warehoused in our prisons. This bill has some major reforms to the criminal justice system, and it incentivizes states to do a lot of the things, frankly, that Connecticut's done, whereby you can take people who are mentally ill who have committed crimes and instead of putting them into prison, channel them into treatment first. You know, have a higher bar for locking up people with mental illness. Try to get them treatment as your first option. This bill has a major set of criminal justice reforms that were authored, you know, by Republicans, frankly, that will start to move people out of prisons and into treatment, or at least give states the incentive to do that.
So it is a bipartisan measure, and I'm wondering how in this highly charged and polarized climate that happened.
So I can identify, you know, two or three moments where this thing, you know, was almost going to fall apart. Republicans thought that the insurance provisions were too strong. There was a moment where a lot of Republicans wanted to put gun language into the bill that we objected to. Democrats, you know, some of them were upset that, you know, there wasn't more Medicare and Medicaid funding. So there were lots of moments when we could walk away. Despite the sort of very well-known dysfunction of Washington, there are more moments than you think when the two parties put politics aside and do something really important. $1 billion in new treatment money for people suffering from heroin addiction, a law to force insurers to cover more mental illness, and lots of Republicans and Democrats voting for it. This is a meaningful achievement, and maybe it means that even in the Trump administration, Democrats and Republicans can find some ways to do things together that are good.
Well, Chris Murphy, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
U.S. Senator Chris Murphy co-authored the Bipartisan Mental Health Reform Act, which passed the Senate yesterday. It heads now to President Obama's desk to be signed into law. Diane Orson, WNPR News.